Welcome, ACC fans, and all you good Wahoos out there. We are going to attempt
to cheer you.
Ho, Hobo.
Is there such a thing as a bad Wahoo?
Hobo, just listen sometimes. You interrupt everybody. Anyway, welcome all ACC fans and Wahoos. We have a big show tonight. We've got none other than former UVA quarterback Mark Verica joining us. Mark is maybe best known for leading the Cavaliers in on offense back in 2008 and 2010. He sort of bookended around Jameel Sewell, a former guest on Who's Talking as well. Then we will have Dr. Andrew Bogle to help us with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And then Haba's old buddy and former groomsman, Dan Bonner, will be joining us to talk hoops.
A little hoop. Little hoop is the basketball team opens on Friday night. We're in that transition phase. And then if we'll talk about this again, but a friend of the program, John Copper, will join us next week. Football and assistant basketball coach Jason Williford, as well as Dr. Glenn Kerr. Kerr. He provides excellent care. Yes. Dr. Kerr provides excellent care.
And I'm glad you finally got his name. All right. So let's talk about the UVA football team for a moment. Let's face it, the quarterback, Kurt Benkert, has been struggling really since the end of the first half against Pitt, since he threw that pick six when the score was 28-all. And since then, he's been really a roller coaster. On Saturday down in Winston-Salem, he threw two touchdown passes, one to Donnie Dowling and the other to Taquan Mazzell. Both players made tremendous plays to score, and that was more on the receivers scoring the ball as compared to the passer. However, Benkert threw two interceptions, and he lost a fumble. The fumble occurred first at the end of the half, and that led to a touchdown. And unfortunately, Kurt Benkert's three miscues led to 17 Demon Deacon points. And I'm going to promote the idea that maybe it's time that he got benched and the Virginia coaches played the two other quarterbacks over the last three games and let Benkert watch a little bit. Maybe he can learn something because he's lost his poise. He tends to lock on the receivers. And any quarterback that throws 39 passes in a game like he did on Saturday and only has 190 yards to show for it, that's just not cutting it.
Well, so, the counter argument is the at least in the case of John's, he's a senior and will not be coming back next year. Whereas Benkert does have another year of eligibility, so he could continue to learn in these last three games.
I'm not saying he won't learn, Hobo, but he's not going to learn to me at the expense of the rest of the team.
Well,
and
you know,
I guarantee you the coaches are battling this out right now, and it wasn't decided at press time today.
Well, I'm sure it's a discussion, and you want to do the best you can for the team, and you want to build for the future, but you also want to give the team the best chance they have to win the next game, which is Saturday against Miami. But the turnovers are key. I mean,
he's piling them up.
Yeah, and pick six. You know, it would be interesting to me to look to see games where a team has a pick six, how many times they win the game. I would think it's very rare when you give up a pick six and you overcome that to win the game.
Well, he basically had two. The Virginia defense prevented one of them.
They ran it down to about the 10 or 11 yard line.
Yeah, and Wake settled for a field goal, but the fumble led to a touchdown. So the fumble is a touchdown. One interception was returned all the way, and the other one was returned all the way down the field and should have led to a touchdown.
So you're talking 17 points turnovers.
Which easily could have been 21. And Wake only generated 10 points through their offense.
And the one of which was, of course, the broken play, the quarterback running 70 yards or whatever he did where the defense got out of position out of their lanes. But still, tough loss. Another tough loss in a season with a number of difficult losses.
Well, we are hoping that we can catch up with Mark Verica here, calling all Mark Vericas. All right, while we're discussing the game, let's look ahead rather than beat them up. I will say real quickly, I think the Virginia defense has shown some excellent signs of improvement. Coach Mendenhall is basically primarily a defensive-minded coach with a strong defensive background, and you can see the impact he's had on the defense. The defense has, at times, particularly the Louisville game most recently, showed that they can really play. And it's not just Micah Kizer and Quinn Blanding make a lot of tackles, but he's bringing along a bunch of new players. I mean, he's got basically rookies playing corner. Juan Thornhill and Bryce Hall are freshmen or unplayed until this year, sophomores. He's had two cornerbacks go out with injuries, so he's really rotating a lot of young people in there and at a crucial position.
Well, it's just frustrating because, you know, they've been so close several times. And, you know, it seems like throughout the whole Mike London era, we talked about learning how to win. And we're right back in the same boat again, how do you get over the hump?
Well, not to besmirch Mike London, who I like a lot, but let's face it, this is still the hangover of what occurred in all the years that have built up. Now, to snap out of this, it's almost the same challenge, not quite, almost the same challenge that George Welsh faced when he came from Navy to Charlottesville. And the coaches have to coach him up during the week, during the offseason, during the camps, and they've got to coach brilliantly during the games. There have been some breakdowns in that regard this season. The Connecticut game, no excuse for what happened at the end of that game. I defy anybody on the Virginia staff to argue what was happening.
Well, strategy is a factor, and as you pointed out at the end of the first half of the Pitt game, they tried to force the throw over the middle that resulted in the pick six, which really turned the whole momentum of that game.
And
in a situation where Virginia really didn't have a reliable field goal kicker, in a situation where probably the only thing they could do would be to get into field goal range. So you're trying to get into field goal range. You got no field goal kicker. So as you said, maybe it's better just to take a knee, go into the half tied, and come out and play the second half.
And be grateful, you know, that you're in a good tight game against a good opponent. And give your team a chance in the second half. All right, look at the game coming up. Let's look at the Hurricanes. All right, the Cavaliers are facing a team that's been on a roller coaster themselves. Mark Richt is finding out that the ACC can be pretty mean. The Hurricanes beat Florida A&M and Florida Atlantic convincingly, Appalachian State as well. They won their first ACC game at Georgia Tech 35-21. And then they went on a losing streak. They lost by one to Florida State. They lost late against North Carolina, 20-13. They lost at Virginia Tech, 37-16. They did not look good in that game, I didn't think. At Notre Dame, they lost a game by 3 points that could have gone either way. And then this past week, they won at home against Pittsburgh, 51-28. And to me, Pittsburgh might have still had a hangover from losing to Virginia Tech the week before. Now, here we come to this week. Virginia's, you know, probably still smarting from these two recent losses. And no doubt Hurricanes remember that they have been losing the last couple of years in Charlottesville. The weather tends to be a little chillier. And for whatever reason, Miami does not play well this time of the year when they travel north. However, our trusty research staff has given us a stat where...
We have a research staff?
We do have research. Darren Franta, to my immediate right.
Well, that's, you know...
How about be nice to him?
I didn't realize he was a whole staff.
You know? How about you scared off the
staff
last guy?
Staff of one.
So you look at this game, and Miami is favored by 10.5 points, you know, in Charlottesville. Now, I don't know what that's based on, because Miami has been struggling... quite a bit.
Well, they're up and down. And they've,
based on the struggles of UVA.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and clearly they can score points on occasion. But nevertheless, it's tough. You know, Virginia, what, 4 straight losses now? So we're headed in the wrong direction. That's clearly the case.
That's right.
So it'd be nice to figure out if you can rectify this season and figure out a way to win. at least some of these games that are remaining.
No, and that's why I suggest the quarterback change. Benkert has lost his poise and is rattled and is struggling and is forcing the ball. And the coach defended him by saying they want him to be aggressive, but they know that he can't do it all by himself. And Bronco used the phrase today in his presser that he doesn't have to be Superman. Well, we all know that he's not Superman.
Well, sometimes you have to use good judgment. You don't want to throw it in when you got double and triple coverage. Yeah.
You don't want to force it. All right. Real quickly, while we've got Airman Darren here, give us the different ways that our listeners can follow the program.
Absolutely. Reach us here in the studio at 345-0910. That's 345-0910. Streaming live if you're on your computer at foxsportsrichmond.com. And, of course, through our sponsor, thesaber.com, streaming live on both of those outlets. Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen on your smartphone. And always connect with us on Facebook at Who's Talking.
Very good, very good. And if anyone wants to subscribe to the newsletter, of which we now have 2,300 and change subscribers, all they need to go is on Facebook.
Send a message on Facebook, and we'll make sure they get added to the list.
That's right. All right, so here we've got a caller. So, Dave, you've got a question or comment?
Just a comment.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Just a comment.
Go ahead.
Look, on the quarterback, it seemed like he's got one more year, right?
Yes, he does.
It seemed like he just runs around everywhere, and he don't stay in the pocket long enough. And I think if this is coaching too, I would think, get rid of the football. When they got rid of it at the start of the second half, they seemed to move the ball. And then for some reason, he started running around everywhere. And not only the interception, but the losses he took in the game of 10 yards or more. He don't even seem like it don't. And I'm watching the game, it don't even seem like they know what they're doing.
Well, you know, Dave, you make an excellent point there. One of the things that happens sometimes with quarterbacks, particularly young, not very experienced quarterbacks, and Benkert fits that bill, is they tend to panic inside the pocket if they don't see their first read or their second read come open. And so what happens is he gets happy feet. And in this particular case, Benkert resorts to this thing, and a lot of times the pocket is still there, but he panics, and he almost runs towards the pressure. And some quarterbacks feel heat on their back, or they feel it on the front or on their side, and they know where to move away from. He hasn't played enough to get that feel yet.
And yeah, he's trying to extend the play, but also in the newsletter you made a reference to the fact that we need help on the offensive line the defensive line, for that matter.
We need depth, and we need strength. Where this team has gotten hurt a lot is the guards, not for lack of effort, okay? Mm-hmm. Not for lack of strength. They sometimes just don't take care of situations such as blitzes or twists or any other stunts that the other defense throws at them, and then they get confused. And I've seen Mateo do it this year too, the center who's a senior. So what happens a lot of times is, unfortunately, in extending the play, he actually gets Virginia in more trouble. And he's better off rolling and throw it away, or dumping the ball off, or throwing it at the foot of a receiver, or just taking the sack. Heck, a couple times if he'd taken the sack and lived to play another down, maybe something good can happen. Darren?
Yeah, well, and just go ahead. And I'll let you go. I know you guys are busy, and you do a great job.
Thank you.
And it looked like to me, if you got a young quarterback, you would be ready to run a few plays and get them right than run a whole lot of plays. And because this quarterback don't seem, when he moves, getting any yards.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. we're going to move on. We're going to head to break here on the other side. We're going to have a little chat about the ACC, and we're going to have the Ortho Virginia Injury Report and Dr. Andrew Bogle. So stay with Who's Talking.